Nigeria's main opposition party, the All Nigeria People's Party, says it will participate in the ballot, breaking ranks with the other opposition parties. The Action Congress, another leading opposition party, which supports the candidacy of Vice President Atiku Abubakar, is also set to be part of the crucial vote. University of Abuja political science teacher Usman Muhammad says the opposition's best option lies in forging a strong coalition.
To boycott the election is very extreme, but they can come up with extreme measures in order to safeguard what has happened.
With two of the leading opposition candidates opting to participate in the vote, the opposition is clearly split. Talks of nominating a single opposition candidate have disappeared, even as some opposition leaders met to salvage what is left of the coalition. Other opposition parties insist on election boycott. Kasim Afiebu is the representative of the National Democratic Party.
We are of the opinion that rather than the ruling parties in collaboration with INEC, bringing out the military from the barracks, bringing out the police to aid rigging of elections, we are saying that it is better for the political parties to stay off from participating. It will score us better than going to participate when you know that the outcome is already predetermined.
An 18-party coalition announced last Tuesday that it may not contest Saturday's ballot because it feared the votes will be rigged in favor of the ruling party. The government has rejected the accusations and vowed to proceed with the weekend election despite the boycott threat. Under Nigeria's constitution, elections must be held by April 21, a month before the constitutional handover date of May 29. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.